here's a story from The World.
Soon we'll be marking half a year since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. One effect of this conflict is being felt in the world of literature. The war has prompted a wave of interest in Ukrainian writing, as well as history and culture. That has publishers scrambling. As The World's Daniel Hoffman reports, Ukrainian translators are now working overtime.
Boris Dralyuk is an LA-based writer, editor, poet, and translator. Dralyuk grew up in Ukraine, and when he was 8, his family moved from the southern port city of Odessa to the Pacific shores of Los Angeles.
I see myself as a man of many hyphens, former Soviet, Jewish, Odessan, Ukrainian, American, Angeleno, all of these things I feel I embrace.
When Dralyuk first came to the U.S., he wanted to assimilate as quickly as possible. But it didn't take long for him to want to reconnect his family roots. So before he was even a teenager, he started reading, writing, and translating poetry from Russian into English.
I felt that the work I was translating, even at a very young age, was really my work. Every English word was a word that I had chosen. I felt a great pride in it.
That pride carried over to his studies in college. And these days, he translates poetry and literature from both Russian and Ukrainian into English. Dralyuk defines it as an art of expression, but also diplomacy.
So I feel that you're using all of the resources at hand as a writer, all of the talent that you have as a writer, but you're also serving as a diplomat, as an ambassador for this foreign text and for the culture that it represents.
Dralyuk says this has become even more important since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, because the war is driving demand for Ukrainian publications.
I'm contacted every day by an author or a publication asking for a new translation, asking to consult about translators. It's been really incessant. It's also extremely encouraging.
The demand for new Ukrainian literature, new translations, is something that Polina Lavrova is responding to as well. She's the director and owner of Laurus, a Kiev-based publishing house.
Очень много стало заказов на книг, причем на книг совершенно неожиданных, то есть как бы те, которые продавались, есть такие медленные книги, это...
Lavrova says book orders are up right now. She says many people in Ukraine are displaced, out of work, and they're looking for a distraction. So they're turning to books.
Украинские вообще был больше запрос там, начиная с года даже на 17-го. Не после.
For years, a lot of books in Ukraine were printed in Russia, but now Lavrova says many Ukrainians refuse to buy books published there. They want to buy Ukrainian ones.
Цепочка должна быть не нарушена, потому что нарушается одно звено, и все может посыпаться.
Lavrova says publishing houses in Ukraine are struggling to keep up with demand. The supply chain is in shambles. Some printing houses were destroyed by Russian missiles. Paper costs are way up, and writers, editors, and translators are often just trying to get by. Zenya Tompkins is a literary translator with a nonprofit called TALT, the Tompkins Agency for Ukrainian Literature and Translation.
I'm not accepting any book projects before 2024 at this point personally. You know, I think the stronger translators are in similar positions.
Publishers are trying to speed up the process, but Tompkins says it takes a long time to properly translate a book, and that costs money.
You know, on our end, in the last year, we've had two translators quit part-time jobs to be able to translate full-time.
Tompkins and her organization are part of a trend, stepping in to meet the rising demand for Ukrainian literature. It wasn't that long ago, she says, when publishers were not so interested.
It does feel like, for some reason, the world wasn't noticing Ukraine as a cultural country. I don't think I've really processed this until recent weeks, that I think Ukraine was just dismissed as these backwaters of Russia.
Tompkins grew up in a Ukrainian diaspora community in New Jersey. In recent years, she's also gotten close with people from Ukraine's literary scene. So for her, translations are not just about doing business.
That's what keeps me motivated to translate, is the satisfaction of those personal relationships and knowing that I'm taking the work of someone who I very much admire and respect and giving them a bigger stage to stand on. So it's not this weird abstract mission. It's very much, I'm doing this for my friends at this point. And I'm doing this for some of the most important people in my life.
Zenya Tompkins tells me she worries that the Ukraine she remembers from years past is being destroyed. And even though there's a war, she hopes to return for a visit as soon as she can. For The World, I'm Daniel Hoffman.
from PRX.